that rebound brought down by Olivia Eichhoff. Now inside to Von Schmidt. She draws the crowd. Three players in there on her. Take the ball to the other side now. With it again, Eichhoff dumps it inside. And it's going to be Von Schmidt. A little awkward off the glass, but up and down. They have to take a 2-0 lead here on their first possession of the ball game. To the front court now with the basketball. See Sunday coming around to the right side. Now to enter Record. Record back out in the middle to Sunday again. She'll hold it to the high post. Now a turnover as the ball sails out of bounds on the right side here. It will be Irish basketball. So the Irish bring four. Lauren Malone to the front, off the right side to Eichhoff against the zone. And now on the left side, Wurtenberger with it, back out to Malone, and back to Wurtenberger, left wing. They play catch, back and forth. Right side, Eichhoff dribbles up, stops, fires across the lane, turnover, stolen away. Good job by Trinity Bodine at the takeaway. And the Irish have their first turnover of the ball game. To the front court now with Emma Recker again. Hands the ball off there for Wiesman. Wiesman off the left side for Sunday. Down low on the post. And now dribbling out of there with it again will be Wiesman. Cross court, right side on the wing, trying to load up a three was Trinity Bodine. She couldn't get the ball away. And they go back court, and the ball goes over and back. They couldn't catch up with it. It'll be another turnover. Two possessions in a row to start the ball game, turning the ball over for the Bulldogs. Left side, Magdan's on the wing, pulls it out top. Now gets it back, inside it goes. Von Schmidt, left side on the block. They let it get too deep, and it's 4-0. Sacred Heart, 2 minutes into our ball game here. Sacred Heart fans have Osceola severely outnumbered here at this ball game tonight. Here's a drive and a shot up, no good, and a rebound grabbed up by Magdan for the Irish. Ball pass ahead. Wurtenberger bounces across the lane, running the floor of Von Schmidt up and in. She's got the first 6 points of the ball game. Osceola to the front court. All our games on the World Wide Web, MSCSports.net. You have listen live and take KTNC tonight to hear the Irish and Osceola. Bulldogs have it around the left side now to see Sunday. Now cross court, right side into the hand. Record drives in. Double team shoots it off the glass. No rebound grabbed up by Von Schmidt. Ahead to Malone. Passes forward to Eichhoff into the lane. For all the world like you travel, they call it a block shot. Then the Irish got the basket. It's Irish ball on the baseline. That's as good of an explanation you're going to get from me because I'm not sure. Out top, Malone with the basketball. Down to the right side, Eichhoff. Olivia dribbling out, now off to Magdan against that zone defense. Try to make the Irish bury some long ones. Eichhoff from 16, up no good. Rebound picked off by Sadie Sunday. Now the Bulldogs in the backcourt to Wiesman. Ahead up the floor, Sunday. Inside she goes on the left side of the lane. Ball loose, picked up. Osceola down the lane, off the glass, up and good for Sadie Sunday. And a 6-0 start for the Irish, now 6-2. To the front court come the Irish. It's going to be Malone, left side Wurtenberger, and out to Magdan for three. It's up, it's nothing but the bottom. Three-pointer for Rachel Magdan. The Irish are up 9-2 now. Magdan shooting better than 40% from beyond the arc on the season. Takes the ball back, a handoff down the right side of the lane, up short, no good by Sunday. Rebound Malone, lobs it ahead, and Wurtenberger, as she was going for the lane, hustling back there, Trinity Bodine knocked the ball loose. Here comes Delaney Witt in for the Irish and plays with Lauren Malone. Sitting down will be Sadie Sunday for the Bulldogs and Savannah Bodine into the ballgame now. Witt skips it over to the right side and now right back inside to Magdan, and she got pushed. Foul is going to be on Emma Recker. First foul of the ball game. Your team here. 4:01 to play in this first quarter. Sacred Heart up 9-2. Bring it in. Eichhoff with it. Gets it right back on the pass. Off the glass, no. Tipped by Wurtenberger. Then she's stolen away from the rebounder. Goes up and she is fouled as she puts the ball up on the right side. So Wurtenberger took the rebound, then stole the ball away. from Bailey Kump, and Kump commits the foul, and the Irish have Wartenberger with the line. It's up, it's good. So the first point of the night for Jessica Wartenberger, averaging 9 points per game on the season as the Irish junior. Second one up, second one down. And it's 11-2, Sacred Heart. Now off the floor with the pass to the front court now to Bailey Kump. Gets the ball off the record on the right side. Dribbles up, stops, gives the ball out top to Wiesman. Wiesman back on the right side with it to Emma Record. Record drive on the baseline. Falling out of bounds, threw it back and saved by her teammate, Wiesman. Wiesman will set pass to the right side now. Gives the ball off there to Bodine. That is Savannah Bodine. There's four Bodine girls on this team for Osceola. Good for them, bad for our radio announcers, but we'll try to keep it straight as we can. Here's a free throw circle, nearly walked, set up for three on the right side, off the mark, no good by Trinity Bodine. Another rebound from Vonderschmidt. Up the floor, Magdans, left side to Eichhoff. Olivia looks, cutting underneath the basket is Wartenberger, and she got fouled as she elevates the shot. Foul will go on Bailey Kump. Bailey's second foul here in the first half. And after the free throw by Wartenberger, we're going to have subs in for both teams. Jessica fires. She's got three in a row. Malone back in now for Eichhoff for Sacred Heart. Also, oh, I see what she's doing. Okay, coming in will be Emma Littrell for Wartenberger. She makes the free throw. It's up. It rattles around and goes in. Emma Littrell in now for Jessica Wartenberger. 13-2, Sacred Heart with the lead. The ball comes in now to Emma Recker. She'll give it back to Wiesman. Over on the left side, Savannah Bodine, a 5'4 freshman. Well, this team is loaded with young players from Osceola. Up the floor now, back to the top to Sierra Bodine, a junior, 5'1. And now a pass down, and Sierra tries to save it. She has a brace from her left hip all the way to her above her left ankle, so obviously she's had a knee problem, probably surgery, I would guess, the way it looks. That's only a guess, but it's like she's probably returning from an injury. And now on the left side, Megan dropped the pass, now throws across court, and it'll be whipped into Vonderschmidt off the glass with the left hand, up and good, and a foul. Harrison Vonderschmidt with 8 to start the assist. Going to Delaney Whip. The foul is going to be on Sierra Bodine. Free throw won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Littrell. Gives it back to Vonderschmidt. In the middle, elevates up. Good. She falls to the floor, but Vonderschmidt with 10 points in the first quarter, 2:10 to go. Got up 17-2. In the front, Sierra Bodine with the basketball. Off to Savannah Bodine. To the right side to Rory Wiesman. Wiesman moved to the left with the dribble. Keeps on going. Stops. Now leaves it back for Savannah Bodine. Bodine will hand the ball off with it out top. Sierra Bodine. They run a little weave out top against the Irish defense. Take it into the right block. Record turns up. No good. Rebound controlled by Sacred Heart. Littrell to Magdans. Ahead to Witt on the right side. Wheels back out. Now to Malone to the top. Back to underneath it goes. Vonderschmidt in the paint. Turns from the right side with the left hand. He has a dozen here in the first quarter for Sacred Heart. It is 19-2, the Irish lead. It started off 6-0. Then 6-2. Here's a steal by Witt up the floor. Ball tipped away. She goes off the glass. Knocked the ball away from her. She got it through towards the bucket and it came. Our rebound went off her hand and out of bounds. Magdans is out. Vonderschmidt checks out for the Irish. Eichhoff, Malone, Witt, Littrell, and into the game now, Macy Keller, first Sacred Heart. Minute 5 to go in the first quarter. The Irish up by 17. To the right side now, Trinity Bodine with off to Rory Wiesman. Back to Trinity Bodine, right side Recker. Recker trying to move on the baseline, backs in. Needs help, gets away outside to Rory Wiesman again. And they're trying to get around the tough Irish defense. And the Irish are doing a great job keeping it out of the middle. Here's a ball on a bounce pass knocked away by Sacred Hearts. Olivia Eichhoff out of bounds, the ball goes. And Osceola will inbound to the baseline with 40 seconds to go in quarter number one. Bring it into the top. Wiesma to the corner for three. Up, no good by Bodine. Rebound grabbed up by Lenny Witt. Ahead to Eichhoff. Left side with half a minute to go. She'll back out. Coach Luke Sano up, walks down the floor, says, give one shot here. They're setting up against the zone defense. Malone over in the right corner near midcourt. 16 on the clock. Malone checks the clock, listens to the coach. 10 seconds, moves left. Back to the top. Eichhoff on the right side. Witt dumps into Keller. Down the lane up. Off the glass. Wouldn't go. Got it back. The ball's out of bounds. And it'll be a cigar ball with 3/10 of a second left. That was a pretty play. Basically, Keller just couldn't connect. Down the lane there, and now 0.3 left. Eichhoff going to bring it in. Out top, Witt catches, shoots it too late. After one, Xavier Hart, 19. Osceola, 2. Back in on PTNC.
Runza in Ball City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Elmira. First, it is 19-2, Sacred Heart. It's Osceola basketball to start the second quarter. They come up the floor. They give the ball up for Wiesman. Off the left side and a three-pointer from the left wing. The bank is open from the left side for Trinity Bodine. And up the floor comes Sacred Heart, now leading 19-5. Osceola in need of something good to happen. Sacred Heart with Eichhoff off to Wurtenberger. She's in there with Littrell, Keller, and Malone. Malone open left side toward the hoop. Back rim, no. Littrell the rebound. Will hand it off, and Olivia Eichhoff says, I know where to go. Right down the heart of the basket. 21-5, City Heart. Halftime, Niobrara leading Johnson Brock, 26-14. That girls D1 district game. Her on 56, Sunny 101.3. Irish defense knocks a pass for the middle, out of bounds. In comes for City Heart, Rachel Magdans and Vonderschmidt now. Pass to the inside. Recker is able to get it up under Rachel Magdans. She gets her first two of the game. It's 21-7. Malone on the left side. Back to the right with the pass. Eichhoff lobs over the top, and now it'll be Magdans into Vonderschmidt. She tries to pass it back out. Nearly got away, saved by Wurtenberger. Now over to Magdans. She'll drive. Floats it up with a run, and up, and good. Rachel Magdans with her second hoop of the ball game. And it's 23-7, the Irish lead. To the front court now, all the way in, and a block shot by either Wurtenberger or Vonderschmidt down there as the Bulldogs drilled in the hole. Tried to get it up there, and it's knocked away out of bounds. So inbound is tipped by Vonderschmidt, but it gets out to the top anyway. City Sunday with it. Now it goes over to Wiesman. Wiesman to Recker. Comes cross court near side. Trinity Bodine. Now back inside. It goes with the ball. Courtney Sunday and call for traveling. We are sitting on the east side of the floor, this north-south court. The Irish are going right to left as we look at it here in the first half. We're right behind the Irish bench up on the stage. Here's a bullet pass inside to Varnerschmidt from Magans. Couldn't connect that time. Short on the shot. The rebound. And here comes Jolak. The rebound to Courtney Sunday. Out on the left side. Into the sun. Pass goes up. First hit the bottom of the rim, and it comes down to Varnerschmidt. Outlet ahead to Magans on the left side. Gives it back to Eichhoff just inside the three-point line. Up and good. Two hoops in the quarter for Olivia Eichhoff, and the Irish are up 25-7. 5.5 to play in the first half. Out top with it, Trinity Bodine with the basketball, working the right side, guarded by Wurtenberg, got around her to the baseline, pass across the lane and throwing it up off the glass, no good. Will be Sadie Sunday with the ball. Nobody can control that rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's Osceola Bulldog basketball. Went in for Malone for the Irish here with 5:14 to go in the first half. Triggering from the baseline, it comes in for Wiesman. Her pass stolen by Wurtenberger, tried to save it from going out of bounds. Just about, it might have got a referee in the back with the pass. He's in play, but it ricocheted off his back and shoulder out of bounds. So now it's Osceola basketball. The Irish show a little pressure. The inbound pass, cross court to Recker. Up the floor she goes on the right side on the baseline. Now looks, needs help, trapped by Magdans, gives the ball away to Rory Wiesman. Wiesman, a 5'7 sophomore, now with the basketball. Wiesman again, dribbling, guarded by Eichhoff, cross court to Bodine, that's Trinity Bodine, senior. And now inside the pass goes to Courtney Sunday, a sophomore. And she goes across for a record against the basket and the foul on Sacred Heart. Irish foul will go against Harrison Varnerschmidt. That's the first foul of the game on Sacred Heart. 4 fouls so far on the Bulldogs. Record trying to complete a 3-point play here. Up and no good. Rebound Varnerschmidt. 25-9 Sacred Heart to the front. Eichhoff gives it to Witt. And oh my, fired it. That was a long pass. Went to put to Wurtenberg. She caught it. Pass inside from Magans, and Varnerschmidt can't connect. She had 12 points in the first quarter. She's missed a couple here in the second quarter. Now on the right side of the basketball, it will belong to the Bulldogs again. Out top, Trinity Bodine with it. Down to the right side to Courtney Sunday, backing in. Full bunch of Irish players. Another block by Varnerschmidt. Out on the floor on the run, Wurtenberger right side with the pass. Witt to Matt Danz, over it goes to the left side, and Wurtenberger will load up a three and hit it for the first field goal of the game, gives her 7 points. She's 4-for-4 at the free throw line. Here come the Bulldogs of the front court, down 28-9, and Coach Doug Rapton wants to talk it over. The Irish up big, back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
28-9, Say Hart with the lead here in the first half, 3:34 to go in quarter number two. The Irish got off to a quick start tonight. They were up in the ball game, 6-0. Then it was 6-2, and then the Irish scored the next 13 points, a 13-0 run to go up 19-2 at that point. And now it's 28-9. The Irish have the lead. It's Osceola basketball. And the lift on the ball game for St. Hart, Lauren Malone back in. Sarah show a little pressure defense here. The ball comes in to Rory Wiesman. Up the front court, it comes to Bodine. That is Savannah Bodine. down to record, couldn't control it, rebound again to Vonnegut. He's got five of those already. Ahead to Witt, dribble drive, got hit across the face as she shot it. Ran into the arm of a defender, no good, and the rebound to Osceola, and up the floor comes Rory Wiesman. Left side to Recker. Kevin drives all the way to the baseline, kicks it back out for three. It's up and down. Courtney Sunday with the triple. Makes it 28-12. The Irish to the front. Mob it inside. Bonnerschmidt pushed. Oh, she had a bunny there, but pushed as she made the catch. Foul will go on Emma Recker. Emma's second, team foul number five. So now Vonnegut will trigger from the baseline. DeLitch right back to her. And now out it goes to Wurtenberger for three. It's up. It's good. I don't think Wurtenberger's missed a shot tonight. Two threes and four for four at the line gives her 10 points. Dyers are up 31-12, up by a whole bunch. Now we go the other way. To the front, Recker for two, a long two up, no good. Weak side rebound, Malone. Looking up the floor, sees Wardenberg, got it to her late. Couldn't get in position to toss it up there. And it's off her hand, out of bounds. Here comes Magdan back in, along with Eichhoff, as the Irish will sit down Wardenberger and Vonnegut now. Bailey Kumpf, a 5'11 senior, checks back in for Osceola. And also back in there, Sierra Bodine, a 5'1 junior. To the front court, Recker with it. Tries to go to the right side, Sierra Bodine. Up the ladder too far, off her fingertips, out of bounds. Irish ball, and Witt will inbound to Malone. Lauren Malone coming up the floor, now to Witt. Over the right side, Eichhoff back, and now swinging around to Witt. Skip it over to Eichhoff again. Dribbles in, cut off, backs out of there. Back out to Malone, they'll reset. Witt for three from the left side of the circle, off, no good. Rebound, Magdan is off the glass, no. Follow up by Emma Littrell, and she will be fouled. And the man in the striped shirt says the foul goes on Bailey Kump, her third already here, team foul number six. Emma Littrell at the line, the senior, gets set, gets up, it's off the flat iron, but good. Second one coming up here for Emma Littrell now. Minute 52 to go in the second quarter, the Irish up 31-12. Second free throw up, and two hops on the rim, won't go, rebound to Recker. Emma gets it out of there, Wiesman back to Recker, to the front court on the right side. Looking, gives the ball off back top to Wiesman, or Rory Wiesman, works back to the midcourt circle, picks up her dribble. Recker, entered the entry, switch up, they got a mismatch here with Recker on it, used up her dribble, needs help. Throws the ball out to the top to Savannah Bodine. Now to Sierra Bodine into Courtney Sunday. And back it goes to Wiesman. She works in the corner. Sierra Bodine pulls out of there and gives the ball to the top to Savannah Bodine. Recker right in front of the Irish bench to Sunday. Back it in. Kicks it out again. Now Recker for three. Short, no good. Rebound to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff with the board on the run the other way now for the Irish. Under a minute to go in the half. The Irish up by 19 still. Eichhoff waits back to Malone. Left side. Magdan's three ball up too strong. Rebound comes back and picked up by Sierra Bodine, a junior. Now up the floor comes Wiesman. 38 seconds to go in the first half. Holding it. Looking. The ball knocked away by Emma Littrell. Knocked away down there from Courtney Sunday. Vonnegut checks back in for the Irish, along with Wurtenberger. Malone and Littrell will sit down. And the ball comes in, out top. Sadie Sunday with it. Now he gives off to Wiesman. Right side, around the horn to Recker. Back to the top on the right side, Savannah Bodine. 20 seconds to go, taking in the paint. Leaning in and getting up is Recker underneath. Vonnegut that time. Recker now has six in the ball game. 31-14. 7 seconds, skip it over to Magdan, and traveling is Whit before she can get rid of the basketball that time. So now 6.1 seconds to go, and it will be inbounded on the side by Osceola. And they throw it back court, their own back court, they threw it backwards toward the Irish hoop. Two on the clock, and throw it toward the pass to stop the tent, but either way, it didn't go. And that ends your first half. Fall City Sig Art 31, and the Osceola Bulldogs 14. 12-12 in that second quarter. The Irish still up in the ball game by 17. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and look at the first half scoring by KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here. It is halftime at Elmira, where Falls City City Hart has a 14-point advantage over the Osceola.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We walk you back here. We'll try this again with the halftime scoring here. We got unplugged. Sorry about that. In the first half, Ross Yule has scored tonight. Emma Recker has six in the ball game. 3 points for Liberty City on a long one. Trinity Bodine had a three-pointer. And City Sunday had a two-pointer. Osceola 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Bailey Kump had three fouls and Emma Recker with two for Osceola. In the first half for Safety Harbor tonight, scoring goes this way. Harrison Vonderschmidt had 12 in the first quarter, didn't score in the second period. Jessica Wurtenberger has 10 in the first half, a couple of threes, and 4 for 4 at the free throw line. 4 points for Olivia Eichhoff and 5 for Rachel Magdans for the Irish. 31-14, Sagart with the halftime lead here at Palmyra. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather, and then a 1-minute break after that. We'll be back here at Palmyra with second half action.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Clear skies in the forecast. Overnight lows drop to the mid-teens. Winds light out of the southwest. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures jump into the low 40s. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10. Clear, 22 for Saturday night. Sunshine expected on Sunday. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. We have just a slight chance for a light rain shower. Another chance for a light shower Sunday night. Clear skies, 28 for your low. We're in the low 60s. On Monday, well above the average. Plenty of sunshine, gusty southwest winds. As we head into Monday night, partly cloudy skies, 27. As we head into Tuesday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s. That's a look at your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 23 degrees.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
31-14, Shea Hart with the lead here at halftime in another D2 district final. And District 5, number 5 ranked, Sterling, number 5 seed, taking on South Platte. That one just about to end. Sterling is up 32 points with 30 seconds. Jets are going to qualify for the state tournament. And it'll be Irish basketball here to start quarter number 3 tonight at Calandra. Ready to go. The Irish will go left to right towards the north bucket here in the second half tonight. All right, bring in Lauren Malone, point guard for the Irish. Comes up the floor on the left side. Cross court with it, Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the basketball now. Inside it goes to Wurtenberger, and she lays it up and in. And the Irish are up now 33-14. 7-4. To the front now with the basketball. A cut to the hoop by Recker. Backs up high, arcing shot up and good. Recker with 8 in the ballgame now. That final 65-33, Sterling with the win tonight. Now inside, Vonnerschmidt looks around, nobody open, so shoot it, too strong. Rebound picked out of the air by Trinity Bodine. To the front court now, work the ball around, left side. Hand the ball away to C. Sunday. Should take it down the left side, shot up, Bailey Kump, no good. Rebound to Eichhoff. Olivia coming to the front court on the right side. Olivia, over it goes to Malone. Back to Olivia Eichhoff. They continue to play catch. Left corner, Wurtenberger. Magdans right back to her. Now inside it goes Vonnerschmidt. Left-hander on the left block. Good. 14 for Erin. That's her first point since the first quarter. She had a big first quarter with 12 points. Now out on the right side of the basketball. Now Osceola has it down by 19 again, matching the biggest lead of the night for Sacred Heart. Off the left side, Kump with the basketball, working around, now to the left side, gives the ball up, and now a shot up, too strong by Trinity Bodine, offensive rebound to Recker, no good, taken down on her, followed by Vonnerschmidt, to Magdans, ahead to Eichhoff, Eichhoff back to Magdans, 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter, back to Magdans, over Malone, bounce to the corner, Wurtenberger, three ball, up, no, rebound tipped by Vonnerschmidt, out to Magdans, down the lane with the runner, no, rebound again to Vonnerschmidt, she'll put it up and in, picks up a couple of rebounds and a couple of points on that possession for Sacred Heart. 37-16, the Irish up now by 21. They move the ball the other way, with it will be Rory Wiesman, taken away by Vonnerschmidt, excuse me, not Vonnerschmidt, by Wurtenberger for the Irish. 14, not 24. Now a skip pass over and now into the corner. It's going to be Eichhoff for 15. In and out, no good. Rebound Vonnerschmidt and the putback is good. Harry Harrison Vonnerschmidt likes the odd quarters and Eichhoff goes down in a heap, gets back up, trying to pressure the ball. Here's a knockaway by Wurtenberger, controlled by Vonnerschmidt up the floor. Nobody's stopping her all the way to the hole. Coast to coast up and 20 for Vonnerschmidt now in the ball game. And the Irish are up 41-16. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:56 left here in the third quarter. State Hart up big by 25 now, 41-16. Winner moves on to the state tournament. Girls state tournament class D2 action starts 90 a week from Monday on March 7th. Here we go. It's going to be Osceola basketball on the baseline. It's State Hart right at the moment showing full court pressure here. Ball comes into Wiesman. She'll go backcourt with it to Bodine. Coming to the front, Trinity Bodine. Up the floor on the right side. Now back to Wiesman. Wiesman looks. Comes cross-court. Wrecker out beyond the three-point line. Nearly drug her pivot foot. Gets it away to Wiesman again. Back to Wrecker around the right side. And now inside. And touch last by the Irish. Deflected by Vonderschmidt. Three seniors, two juniors, three sophomores, and six freshmen on this Osceola team. Inbounding from the baseline, City Sunday out top to Trinity Bodine. Three ball up, no, rebound to Magdan. The Irish senior will bring herself with a left-hand dribble. Underneath, Bonderschmidt. No, Wurtenberg got rejected out of there on the shot. Good job recovering by Osceola. And now the Irish will inbound the ball from the baseline. Triggering will be Wurtenberger. Bounce it into Eichhoff. Out top to Lauren Malone, the 4:21 mark. Right side, Wurtenberger from the wing, no. And Eichhoff got it, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Osceola. 4:09 to go in the period. Up the floor, left side, Trinity Bodine. In the middle now to Courtney Sunday. Driving in. Fires it up over Vonderschmidt, missed it, and the rebound to Malone. Over to Magdans for three from the left side. That is good. She has eight in the ball game now, and that is her second three-pointer of tonight's ball game. Ball coming up the floor here. Now in the middle, Osceola out to Wrecker for three. Too strong. Long rebound. We got a foul on the rebound against Osceola. Or she out of bounds. I think she's just out of bounds. Here comes Malone out into the game for the Irish. Comes Emma Littrell. Delaney Witt back in the ball game for Lauren Malone. Wurtenberger out. And Eichhoff will inbound. Osceola making a couple of changes as well now. Back in there, Savannah Bodine. Now Vonderschmidt down low, back out to Witt. Cross court, and a drive, and off the glass. No good by Eichhoff. Got her own miss, goes up, and got fouled. Eichhoff now with five rebounds. Foul will go on Courtney Sunday, her first. Team foul number 1.5 on Sterling. It's on Sterling, excuse me, on Osceola. All right, free throw up and off the mark. No good for Olivia Eichhoff. She has 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Macy Keller in the ball game. A couple more threes tonight for Rachel Magdans. In her career, here's a free throw up, off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down and is handled by Wiesman. Rachel's now made 99 three-pointers in her high school career. Up the floor with the basketball now. Here is Osceola handling it. Savannah Bodine, left side in and out, back out, and a three-pointer for Rory Wiesman. And Wiesman makes it 44-19. To the front, Magdans with it, around a defender from the left side, goes in. Up over the left edge, and down she's in double figures with 10. Singer with three players in double figures now. To the front court, Wiesman with it. Off the left side to Savannah Bodine, and now she'll give it to Courtney Sunday. Out on the right side to Wrecker, and now back to Wiesman for two. Hit the rim, went straight up, came back down through. She's got five. 46-21, the Irish up by 25. Out of the front court with it. Right side, it will be Eichhoff. Drill drive to the hole. Up, too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Brought down there by Sierra Bodine. And now give it up to Rory Wiesman again. on the left side with the basketball now. Emma Recker ascending at the free throw line. Spins all the way around, gives to Wiesman. Now back to Recker. Left side, she'll work to the middle, pass to Sunday. Drives in, and a hand-checking foul going to be called here on Keller. Macy picks up her first foul. Team foul number one and a half on Sadie Hart. That's only two fouls tonight on the Irish. Magdans and Eichhoff sit down. Wartenberger back in the ball game for the Irish. Along with, in there for the first time tonight, is Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'7", 5'8", freshman. Out on the right side now with the basketball. Bodine comes to the left side, and Littra blocks the shot attempt of Savannah Bodine. They tried to save it in and went for the Irish. Now a long one up the floor. Wartenberger inside the three-point line with the jumper is good. Wartenberger with 14 now. The Irish are up by 27. Minute 10 to go here in quarter number three. Off the left side, Wiesman hands it off around the right side. Three ball short, partially blocked out there by Littrell again. And a loose ball rebound and a foul on Aussie Olin. Foul on number two, Sierra Bodine. Her second, team foul number two. She'll come out. Back in comes Emma Recker. She leads the Bulldogs with 8 points in the ball game tonight. Off the floor, here comes Sacred Heart with it. Delaney Witt taking her time, drilling it up. Now to Lechtenberg, over to Witt. Fires it across the perimeter. Littrell back over now to Wartenberger, back to Witt. Drills in, back down it goes in the corner. Littrell with it to Lechtenberg, to Witt. Right side of the floor with the dribble to Wartenberger. Back out, 34 seconds to go in the third. Wartenberger will take it out, reset it. Now a lob in for Keller, taken away by Osceola. Stolen back by Littra. Rebound pass stolen away by Osceola. Here come the Bulldogs on the run the other way. Off the glass, no good by Trini Bodine. Wartenberger down with it, up the floor, free throw line, stops, looks. He's out, gets it to Witt, 9 on the clock. Over the right side, Wartenberger, 3 ball, got it. Net caught up in the rim and everything. 17 for Jessica Wittenberger, 7 and a quarter, and that ends the fourth, the third quarter. Sacred Heart 51, Osceola 21. Back in 1 minute on PTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter here tonight at Palmyra. Sacred Heart leading a 30-point lead and 8 minutes from a trip. Another trip to the state tournament for the Irish girls. Off the floor with it on the right side now. It's going to be Trinity Bodine. Off it goes to Savannah Bodine. Free throw circle, gives the ball out to Wiesman again, and traveling is the call against the Bulldogs. Again, if you're just joining us, Sterling girls advance the state tournament tonight with a 65-33 win, I believe it was here, over their opponent tonight. Wartenberger inside to Vonderschmidt, back to the top to Malone. Born off to Wartenberger on the left side of the circle, free throw line again. Right side and out inside to Magdans, and she's going to be fouled by Recker. Emma Recker with her third foul, team foul number three. say aren't still a call for one foul. This happened is two so far in tonight's ball game. Bounce past the middle, and it'll be Magdan across the lane to Vonderschmidt. Elevates it and got fouled on the shot. We'll go to the line. The foul on Emma Recker again. Her fourth. And is Arison Vonderschmidt at the line to shoot two here. Free throw for the lefty. In out of this. She had 20 points in the ball game tonight. Puts her up at 1,480 for her career for Sacred Heart. Near that 1,500 point mark, and it looks like she'll have another game at least to try to get there. Free throw up and good. One out of two. And it's 52-21. Now to the front court. Here comes the Bulldogs. Up the floor on the left side with the ball. Savannah Bodine. Take the ball the other way now. Here we go. On the right side. Now work the ball around the perimeter. Now still holding the basketball. Now off the top, Wiesman again. Inside it goes, and Magdan will block the shot put up there by Bailey Cump. Now Eichhoff to the front with 6:40 to go in the ball game. Wardenberger with it. Luxano getting ready. Wheels are turning. When am I going to put everybody else in here? Wardenberger for three from the corner. Too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Trinity Bodine. Up by 31. You don't want to get anybody hurt going to the state tournament. Here's a blocked shot by Eichhoff. Into the game for Osceola. Here comes Sadie Sunday back. Shea Hart will bring in Delaney Witt for Lauren Malone. And now inbounding will be Osceola from the baseline. Osceola looks, lobs it out top to Sadie Sunday. Sunday to Wiesman. Right corner with the ball to Trinity Bodine. Drives the baseline, reverse layup. Hit the bottom of the backboard. A foul going to be called on Vonderschmidt. Must have got her with the body. That'll be the second on Arison Vonderschmidt. Arison responsible for 67% of the Irish fouls tonight. That's her second. Team 11 called three times for fouls. Free throw up. No good out of the cylinder for Trinity Bodine. She'll get another one here. 0-for-2 at the line now are the Bulldogs at the line, getting ready. Fires it up, and the second one is off the back, no good. Long rebound, ran down. It's going to be Eichhoff for the Irish coming to the front court with it. Olivia over the far side to Wartenberger. Skip it over the right side to Witt, and she walked with the basketball. Not very happy with herself at the moment is Delaney Witt. Will inbound the ball. Into the game, Sarah Bodine again. She checks in there for Rory Wiesman. She checks out with 5 points in the contest. Now here come the Bulldogs to the front with 5:55 to go in the game. Out top with it, Trinity Bodine. Bounce pass to the middle to Courtney Sunday. And she lost it, rolled back to her teammate. And a shot up, no good. On the right side by Trudy Bodine. Loose ball rebound. We're going to have a held ball that will go to Sacred Heart. Wartenberger down there. Uh-oh, somebody lose a contact. No, what'd they lose? They picked up something. Delaney Witt threw against the wall and rolled back on the court, whatever it was. No sign of that contact. All right, the Irish inbound the ball with 5:36 to go. And now up the floor, here comes Olivia Eichhoff. Passes off, gets it right back, high post. Out it goes to Wardenberger, and she got fouled after the shot off the nice pass there from Vonderschmidt. Foul will go on Courtney Sunday, her second. Team foul number five. Here comes Emma Littrell and Macy Keller off the Irish bench. Free throw up and good for Wartenberger. She's got 18 in the ballgame tonight. Gentry Lechtenberg will check in on the next break if she makes this. It's up. No. Shooting three here. So Magdans, Vonderschmidt, and Eichhoff will all sit down for the Irish with 5:23 to go in the ball game. And now the second free maker, the third free throw, up and good for Wurtenberger. He earned 19 on the night. To the front now with the basketball, Osceola. Off the right side to Sadie Sunday. Working the ball around the perimeter on the left side now. Take the ball to the top. Bailey Kumpf with it. And now a fallaway jumper. In and out. No good by Trinity Bodine. Rebound. Rolls away from the Osceola Bulldogs. Picked up by Witt. Right side, Wurtenberger for three. Short. Rebound grabbed by Trinity Bodine. Up the floor. One on four. Better wait. Stops and traveled with us. Well, you better wait. Too many defenders to contend with down there for Trinity that time. Sadie Hart will bring Sadie Tisdall, a 5'6 freshman, in for Wurtenberger. Jessica checks out with 19 points. Harris Vonderschmidt left the game with 21 tonight. 10 for Rachel Magdans. I'm sure they're all done. Olivia Eichhoff, 4 points. I've got her for 6 rebounds. She had her normal good floor game for the Irish. We come to the front now. Do the Irish with the basketball. Over to Tizzle. Right side, inside to Keller. Underneath, short on the shot. Got her own rebound and puts it back up and in. Keller with the rebound. Gets her to go, and it's 56-21, Sacred Heart. In the middle, ball knocked away. Littrell is picked up by Lechtenberg. Off the floor, driving into the paint. And she lost the ball. Witt tried to chase it down. She ended up kind of standing on her head over there. She went foot over her head. Stopped right on top of her head. Osceola basketball. To the front court now. Here comes Osceola. Take the ball inside and a foul on Sacred Heart. Irish foul on Macy Keller will be her second to the ball game. Team foul number 3 with 4:01 to go and at the line is Wrecker. Emma with 8 points in the ball game, 0 for 1 at the line and now 1 for 2. She'll have another one here. Second free throw coming for Wrecker. Second one up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Johnson Brock lost in their district final night to Niobrara. 55-43 was the final there. 55-43 was the final. Now the Irish three-pointer for Witt, no good from the right side. Weak side rebound, Lechtenberg. She'll take it into Keller, and lots of contact, no call. Missed the shot. And now we got a foul on the rebound on Emma Littrell. Emma picks up her first team foul number 4 on Sagart. Let's find my list of scores here. Now to the front court, the ball rolling, the ball kicked away by Sagart. Johnson Brock ends up on the short side with a 55-43 score tonight. Here the ball comes into Osceola. Now working around the perimeter to the right side. Fall a record, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Keller for the Irish. To the front court, three ball. Witt, no good. Tizzle keeps it alive. Witt ends up with it ahead to Littrell. Open underneath, up, no, but a foul called on Osceola. Foul will be on Bailey Kumpf, her fourth foul. Team foul number 6 in the ballgame for this half. Littrell at the line, 0 for 2 at the line. Emma sets, fires, and off the back, no good. She'll get another one here. 3:02 to go in this ballgame. Littrell ready, fires free throw, too strong, and the rebound bounces out. Comes all the way back out top to Sadie Sunday, and she'll give the ball up now. Trinity Bodine on the left side. out on the right side now with it once again. City Sunday shot up out there, up no good. A push foul on the Bulldogs. It's going to be a 1-1 situation for the Irish. Foul will go on 23. Emma Redford just fouled out of the ball game with 9 points, the 2:46 mark. Sagart will bring into the ball game. Well, no, not yet, they won't. Checking in is Jocelyn Overdeen, a 5'7 freshman. At the line for the 1-1 is going to be Emma Littrell. Free throw ready. It's up and it's off the mark. No good. Rebound bounces loose. Keller comes back to her. Now she'll take it out to Overdeen. And she got pushed. No call. 56-22, Sagart, Lechtenberg for three, off the glass, no. Rebound, Littrell, out it goes, Tisdall for three, no. Rebound, Littrell throws it up off the glass, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg, and she's able to put it up over the front edge for two. Coach Sano calls timeout to change the players here. He's going to bring into the game Layla Frederick. Coach Adam Sano down here, assistant coach for the Irish, keeping track of things, directing the Irish defense. He said to say hello to his favorite aunt. Well, that's not really what he said, but I kind of cleaned it up for him a little bit. 2:11 to go, take the ball in and out, back out, a long one for two, no good, in and out, off the glass for Elizabeth Hoffman. She's going to fire away again, no. Rebound, grabbed, and a foul as Courtney Cindy puts the ball up. Foul on the Irish on Jocelyn Overdeen, her first team foul number 5 on the Irish as we slip under 2 minutes to go here in the ball game. Osceola getting a whole bunch of players ready to come in the ball game. Free throw up, good for Courtney Cindy. 58-22, Sagart with the lead in the game. Macy Keller checks out. Into the game comes Ellie Falk, a 5'6 sophomore. I don't think the Irish got anybody left to put in here. Free throw up, no. Rebound grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Coming up the left side of the floor with it. Soccer dribble gives the ball across the floor to Tisdall. Back to Lechtenberg. Down the line, there's a slight mugging. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be on Sadie Stirrup, her first, 8th team foul. Now at the line, Lechtenberg sets, free throw up, won't go. That was a shooting foul, should get one more here. Malin Roberts, a 5'7 freshman, checks in here for Osceola. Free throw up, too strong. The Irish got a week to work on their free throw shooting here. 4-for-6 in the first half, now 4-for-8 after three quarters, and not getting any better in the fourth. Got a foul of the Irish, the foul called on Ellie Falk as the ball came down the lane, and a shooting foul putting Charissa Bodine at the free throw. I was teasing Coach Rathjen for the game. I said, if you put all four Bodine girls in at the same time, I'll have a good chance of knowing who has the ball. And I know the first name, but 80% of the time I'll be right. Free throw up, and no good. Scramble for the rebound, finds his way back out to Charissa Bodine, and the ball is out of bounds, off the hands of Sacred Heart, as they got all tangled up down there for the rebound. And it will be Osceola basketball with 91 seconds to go. Bring the ball in, now knocked away by Sagart, by Falk, and now taken away by Overdeen. And the Osceola girl reached out and grabbed her on the arm, and Malin Roberts picks up her first foul, and that will put Sadie Tisdall to the free throw line for the Irish. Tisdall, a 5'6 freshman. This is the final 1-1 of the game for the Irish. She gets set. On the way up, got it, nothing but net, should get another one. ready to go. Overeating sets, rather tizzle sets, up, around the rim, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Sadie Stirrup. Stirrup gets it ahead to Carissa Bodine. Out top, ball knocked loose by Overdeen, taken away by Lechtenberg, and she'll drive in for a layup for the Irish. Lechtenberg with four in the game, and it's 61-23, minute six to go. Out on the left side now, the ball to the left corner now, into the paint, knocked away by the Irish. Lechtenberg throws it up the floor for Tizzle, layup is good. Tizzle just made a running clock game for the final minute of this contest. The Irish are up by 40. Take the ball inside, back and in, shooting, missing will be Malin Roberts. And the ball will continue to go. We've got an alternating possession on a held ball. And the Irish get a running clock in the final minute of this ball game. Not that that was a goal. That's what worked out here. Inbounding the ball once again, Charissa Bodine. Bounce pass the ball in, held ball, and is taken away by Tizzle. Gets away to Lechtenberg. 16 seconds to go. Far side to Tizzle. Back to Lechtenberg. Right side. And they try to throw it across the floor for Oberdeen. Up the ladder too far. You're fine. Big arc, 63. Osceola, 23. 12-2, the fourth quarter, sends the Irish to the state tournament for another year. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back and wrap it up on PTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Pardon superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Palmyra. Before we look at the scoring tonight, Coach Luke Santos is going to join us here. Coach, congratulations. A win, 40 points. I mean, you got to be pleased.
Yeah, you got to be happy. Just, you know, you're one, they're 16. Just kind of a sense of relief to get out of the way. And, you know, now we get to go to Lincoln. So, yeah, we're happy.
All right, your 16th season as the Irish head coach. This is state tournament appearance number 15. Congratulations. It's an incredible run.
Oh, thank you. It never gets old, but it's hard. It's really hard to do this, and it just speaks to the girls that we've had over those years. So, you know, just been fortunate to have a lot of great girls over those years. That means I'm getting old. I hate it.
What about me? Harrison Vonderschmidt, 21 points tonight, 19 for Jessica Wurtenberger, 10 for Rachel Magnus. Now, Louie Eichhoff only had four, but the general floor game is good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little off tonight. We were making fun of her there. But her defense is always there, you know, and that's kind of where it starts for her. But all week long, I just had a bad, bad feeling. Like, every game we've watched, they played man. And I put on the scouting report, we haven't seen them play one possession of zone. I said, but they've had a week off. You know, they probably watched some of our games. We haven't been great against zone. Would they do it? And then tonight, sure enough, they go 1-2-2. And we worked nothing against the zone this week. But the girls came out, you know, did a good job against it. Moved the ball. We moved the ball really well. I thought Jessica was really good and made, you know, made a bunch of threes to kind of open up Aronson inside. So, yeah, I thought it was a good team win.
Well, okay, I'll give you some of the coach on the next week. You can have kids shooting a lot.
That wasn't good, and some of them weren't even close, to be honest. So, I don't know. You know, just one of those things. You miss the first couple, and I think it gets in your head, and then it gets in your teammates' head. But, yeah, we practice them. But, yeah, we'll definitely focus on that.
We don't know all the results, but obviously you're going to be the number one seed. You're going to play that 9 o'clock game again, which is traditionally where Sacred Heart plays basketball. No matter where you're seated, you always get that early game. Sterling won big night by 32 points out.
That isn't surprising. Sterling's playing well.
So it'll be one of the same name as State probably again.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Adam's down there trying to get results and stuff. I could see there being a few upsets tonight. You know, that Diller game will be interesting to me. I don't know how that'll go. That Crawford game maybe. But yeah, this week's going to be weird, you know, just having it off. Because usually you win this and then you're scrambling because you're playing usually Thursday. Last year it was Wednesday. But, now you're not going to feel that, you know, and it's going to be weird. We're going to have to plan the week out since we don't play a week, you know, till a week from Monday. So, you know, maybe it will be a little bit more of a relaxing week. But, yeah, who knows? I mean, right now, if the seeds hold, you're looking at maybe like a why not at that 8 seed on a Monday morning. So, who knows? I mean, we'll just see how the night goes. But, you know, we're just feel fortunate to advance.
Yep. Congratulations. A nice win for the girls and another trip to the state tournament. That's the best. But we'll knock one of the goals off, and now once you get there, who knows?
Yeah, just you got to give yourself a shot and, you know, see how it goes.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck. Congratulations. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, John.
That is CR Coach Luke Sanders. The Irish pick up the win tonight, 63-23, the final score. Scoring the ball game tonight for Osceola goes like this. Emma Rucker had 9, Courtney Sunday had 4. Rory Wiesman had 5, 3 for Trinity Bodine, and 2 for Sadie Sunday. They went 2 for 9 at the free throw line. Sacred Heart in the ballgame that went 8 for 20 at the free throw line after going 4 for 6 in the first half. They went just 4 out of 14 in the second half. Leading the way tonight, Harrison Barnes made 21 points. I had her for 9 rebounds. Jess Wartenberger had 19 points in the ballgame, 10 for Rachel Magdan, including a couple of threes. Olivia Eichhoff had 4, Sadie Tizzle off the bench for 3, 4 for Gentry Lechtenberg, and 2 for Macy Keller tonight for the Irish total of 63. So we'll be following the Irish in the state tournament coming up here a week from Monday. They'll play that 9 a.m. Find out who the opponent is and let you know. We'll also hoping to be covering the Sterling Jets as well coming up next week at the state tournament for the girls. And the boys also playing next week as well. We'll have boys' district final action for you next week. On Monday, we have Auburn in their district final. They play at home. Tuesday on KTNC, we're going to have Fall City Sacred Heart playing at Odell. And that game will be at 7 o'clock. I don't have my paper in front of all the opponents. Mound City will be in action on Tuesday night at 8:15 down at St. Joe's Civic Arena on Sunday 101.3. The Panthers will play either Winston or Stanberry, and will also follow Johnson Brock. They'll be in action out at Kearney next Tuesday evening. They play at 6 o'clock. You'll hear that one on Sunday 3. So we got a lot of basketball coming up next week in district finals and then the state tournament after that. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Palmyra.